Is it scone or scone? You see, I was brought up in Yorkshire and I pronounce it scone. But I know there are many who would insist that the word is scone. Which of us is right? Surely only one of them is. And when I moved to Devon just over 5 years ago, I found that the scone was further covered in controversy. Because, of course, the scone forms part of the cream tea, and the controversy is whether the scone is served with jam topped with cream or cream topped with jam. Which is right? Surely one of them must be. But it reminds me of a story which Jesus tells of a Pharisee who knew he was righteous and did everything properly and by the book. He was never wrong. And while he was in his religious services and he was praying, he saw this tax collector standing some way off, who was also praying. He thought to himself, "I thank God I'm not like this man who is obviously a sinner." And the tax collector said, "Lord, forgive me, for I am a sinner." "Who," asked Jesus, "do you think was justified before God?" Well, it was not the person who thought he was never wrong, but the person who knew that he often got it wrong and wanted forgiveness for the times when he did get it wrong. Isn't that a message for us all? We're not always right, and we so often need forgiveness. But that leads me on to my second invitation. Because down in Brixham, in the Christian Community Centre, we're having a cream tea praise service on Sunday at 4 o'clock. And you can come along and coach your scone or scone with cream or jam first, whichever you think is right. Do come and join us.